Log Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Luba.
Hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm balancing, maintaining, you know.
Balancing.
Yes.
Damn. I just caught an immediate vision of you on a tightrope somewhere.
Right, just trying to juggle everything.
I hear that. I'm good though. You know, just maintaining. You know, going through a little bit of physical pain, but I'll be all right. I'm here. I showed up on duty.
As always. Thanks everybody for tuning in today. It is Talk Tuesday. Today we're talking about a much-needed talked about topic. We're talking about the violence in the Black community. We are going to be talking about some of these stories where bad enough is violence, is fights, but then they turn deadly. And we've been having a growing number of fights turning deadly and people that will rather stand around and record these fights to post them for likes, opposed to using that same device that you're recording with to call for help. So we're going to talk about that. It is a problem. We're not saying that this is a new problem. Sadly, it's not. But as we spoke about in past shows, due to the internet, social media, and these things that's trending, it's causing people to not help more than usual. And it's trending all over.
Mm-hmm.
You would see somebody pull out their phone while they're heading to go start something.
On their way to the trouble
to commit the crime. I don't think they realize how stupid they are when they're doing that, but maybe their judgment is being clouded by the want to be social media famous or internet famous, but very stupid, because you're recording yourself about to commit a crime, so that means therefore is premeditated, and then you record yourself or have someone else record you while you're doing it, and just know that group that goes with you are accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't realize it. They think just because they're not physically doing it that, you know, it's not them. But no, you knew what was happening as well. And then it also becomes an issue when people commit a crime opposed to it just thinking that it's going to be an assault and it ends up deadly. That's a whole other thing. So now, you following somebody, not just the person that's committing the crime, but you following somebody to go with somebody while they do it, you just throwing your life away too. So
right.
If you want to join in on the topic, 929-477-1436. Anything you want to throw out there before we start this show, Hakim? Did I lose you, Hakim? I don't know if I lost him or he lost me, but we're lost. I need to, for someone, if they can hear me, I need someone to.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear you for a second. I was about to reach out and tell somebody to press one.
I was there. I muted myself on the system because I'm sneezing all over the place back here in the background. And I tried to mute myself back, and it never came back on. So Blog Talk is having it, I don't know what it's doing, but it's having a day.
Yes, we had a little trouble getting on today, but we're here. But did you have anything to add to that before we start this show?
No, I agree with everything you said. You know, let's dive in and start expose, coming up with some ideas and solutions, and let's at least put the immediate problem out on the table, because let's face it, a lot of us don't even realize what the problem is. They just see the end result.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. And people don't understand, when you pull out your phone to record something happening, you are part of the problem.
Right.
And it's no getting around that. When you do nothing, you're part of the problem. When you record it, you're part of the problem. So, it's a difference between not getting involved in minding your business and saving somebody's life. So, I wanted to, you know, I've been not on social media as much as I used to be, but when I do go on social media and I see certain videos, I've been seeing a growing amount of, you know, fights. And it's not just fights. It's just not like, okay, you have a couple of people fighting and then that's it. And also not just videos, but also seeing the news articles about certain things happening. And like I said, it's not new. It's just that we get to see it a lot more now. So the first one I want to talk about, it didn't turn deadly, but it very could well have turned deadly. Did you see the video with the three women that got arrested because a woman took her daughter or something to the nail salon?
No, I didn't see that.
To go to confront someone that was supposed to be, her daughter was supposed to be being bullied. Well, her daughter was bullied, and let me pull up because I might be mixing two different stories here. So you had two different incidents. One where a girl was getting bullied, and the girl took her daughter to go fight the girl that was being bullied. So you got the bully and her mom going to a nail salon to fight this other girl instead of her mom being a bigger person. And they, you know, assaulted the girl in the nail salon. It was caught on video, and you could see the girl basically sitting down saying, you know, I'm not coming outside. I'm not going to fight you. You know, she's trying to get her nails done. And you got these two ratchet looking mother and daughter. You got to be in a certain kind of mom frame. You got to be in a certain kind of mom frame to take your child to the drama. Now, it's different. I understand it's different circumstances in which your child needs to defend themselves. But you took your daughter to this fight, and she's in the. Your daughter's a bully. You took her to this fight. The store owner had a gun. It went off. But it's nobody got killed in the situation. So I wish I could just be in that little pea of her brain, just to kind of see what was she thinking to feel like. Okay. I'm going to go get my daughter and take her. So you got two people, and then you got somebody that's going to record. Being recorded, somebody that's following around like a camera woman or man, following somebody while they going to go fight somebody. This happened in Wisconsin, and it said that the like the video you could see the girl clearly saying, "No, I'm not coming outside. I'm not going to fight. You know, I got too much to lose." So clearly, this is someone that had a good head on their shoulders. I don't know the backstory, if it was just like a jealousy thing or if it's like, you know, some little words or something. But they really assaulted her in there. And if I'm not mistaken, let me read a little bit more. She must have posted it on Facebook or something, because they found where she was. It wasn't like they just happened to be at the same place at the same time.
That's crazy.
Because it said this could have happened anywhere. It didn't have any direct connection to do with the salon. They had a previous issue through some online communication. Let me guess what that online communication could be. But first of all, people, stop taking social media so serious when it comes to certain things. If you don't like what somebody posts, if you don't like that person, block them, unfollow them, whatever the case may be. Why continue to be on somebody's page and going back and forth with someone when you can be doing so much other things too? You want to stalk somebody's page? Become a detective. You got too much time on your hand? Get a job. Go to school. Like, I don't get it.
That whole situation sounds messy as hell. You know, I'm glad you brought this story up, because I haven't seen it, but based off of the description, it's like so many other stories we hear about. These damn parents are just as screwed up in the head as the kids. Now we see why the kids are screwed up. You know, why are you taking your daughter to go fight somebody? If somebody's bullying your daughter, if your daughter came home with her ass whooped, looking all crazy, like somebody pulled a patch of hair out, okay, I get it. No, we're going to go handle this. No. You're just out perpetuating that mentality of ain't nobody going to chump you, always ain't nobody something. There's always some stupid ass rationale for getting up out of your bed or getting up off your couch, putting your clothes on, your shoes on, whatever, taking your kid to go fight. It's just crazy. So it's like there needs to be some serious reprogramming of some of these so-called parents. And I hate to say this, ladies, some of y'all is terrible, because when I look at these videos, and I see about a good 6 or 7 a day, depending on what Facebook group I'm in, out of that 6 to 7, only one may be a dude. Two dudes fighting. The rest is women. What in the hell is going on in y'all world where y'all got to fight every 5 goddamn minutes?
First of all, I can tell you what one of the issues is. One of the issues is clearly because males are not being men no more. Women, or females are not being women anymore. So they have this whole concept of what it is, and they're so worried about being real, being a ride or die, you know, being liked, and having this hard image that they're forgetting that they're supposed to be kings and queens. They're forgetting that they're supposed to conduct yourself like, you know, ladies in general. It's you got the guys that's okay with these girls that just live this certain type of lifestyle. You got some of these guys that encourage it, and vice versa. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday where I always say I never was the type that would to get into an argument and be like, oh, I'm going to go get my brother. Because if you care about somebody, you wouldn't put them in a situation where they could be hurt, lose their freedom, or you lose their life. So I would I would never do that. Like, even if anything, I would be the voice of reason. You know, make sure my brother is good regardless. I know that's, you know, that's my protecting everything. That's my, I call him my little big brother because he swears he's my big brother, but he's younger than me. But I'm that voice of reason. But you got some people that feel like they can talk and do whatever they want to somebody and be like, oh, I'm going to go get my brother. And then boo-hoo when he's in jail or when he's locked up or when he's hurt or killed or something. And then you got some males that's got this little thug mentality and so immature, get into it with a female and be like, oh, I'm going to go get my girl. I'm going to get my sister to smack you. And now she out here fighting over something that could have been prevented. So, it's ridiculous. It's just people are not having the common sense, and then they're dragging other people into it, you know? And people want to be so proclaimed to be a ride or die or, you know, I got her back, I got his back kind of thing, and be so quote-unquote loyal because, you know, people got it all confused to what loyalty is, and they want to be labeled as loyal, that they just let somebody drag them all on in it.
Well, there's a couple things there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, because I'm saying when you walking your way into a fight, you don't know. It's like you're stupid enough to go plan and travel to go to this fight. You don't know what that other person's thinking. You don't know what that other person got. You don't know who that other person got. So you going in a fight and end up getting killed. Well, that, you don't know that person walking around with a knife or a gun. Then who fought is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of that false, you know, false macho bravado nonsense and that whole concept of I ain't backing down and I ain't no punk, I ain't no bitch, you know, that whole fake tough guy, fake tough girl act. Some of that stuff, when you look at the cause of some of these disputes, you can see, you can, like, you hear when someone's telling you this stuff, you can go, you know what, y'all could have just talked that out. Y'all rumbled over that shit. And you can hear it, and as a rational, I never thought I'd call myself rational, but okay. As a rational thinking person, I hear this stuff and I go, wait a minute. Y'all argued over that? Nobody stole money. Nobody attacked a family member. Nobody did something, you know, that was clearly crossing a line. Y'all arguing and ready to fight over a cheating ass dude or Facebook post or somebody looked at me. I literally heard that 2 days ago. Bitch looked at me all crazy. What the hell? What does that mean? You know, she gave me that look like she had a problem. Oh, so y'all rumbled for that. Like, damn, what's going on in y'all lives where y'all got that kind of time? I wish I had that kind of time where I could just go fighting people for dumb stuff. But I don't. Conflict resolution is something, it's an acquired skill. Not everybody has it. But I suggest everybody should learn how to do it. Because you could be saving someone's life, including your own. And you should be teaching it to your children. You know? So, I mean, it's hey, you know what? This ain't worth it. like in the story you talk about in the video, the girl said, I got too much going for me. I ain't coming out here fighting you. But when you got a hyped up mom on some ratchet stuff, bringing her daughter to fight you, what are you supposed to do? You can't stand there and get your ass whooped. You got to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, we in the black community got to do better in terms of the thinking part, because we're quick to do. We always want to do something. But there's never thought before with action. Right? We just, you know, we can't think but 5 minutes in front of our nose. So when you know you're dealing with, you got to be able to stop yourself and catch yourself before things escalate. Next thing you know, you're either in jail or someone's hurt badly. Because it's easy to talk about what you want to do till you're actually in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't turn it back.
Yeah, it ain't. It ain't. Now, you know, because as I was thinking about the show, I'm seeing, you tell me, are you seeing it too? I'm seeing this happen more and more with family members. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many family members all over social media, sometimes be on your block. They out there tearing ass. Hands up. Just throwing them things like it's, you know, like they regular people on the street. Like, I don't know what's going on with the breakdown of the family unit, but when people on your Facebook or Instagram friends list are posting videos of you out there boxing your sister, that's scary to me. I don't see it. I say sister because I don't really see it with the brothers. I see it with the sisters. What have you been seeing that, Queen?
Oh, yeah, I see it with a lot with the females. When it comes to, I mean, and I'm not trying to say that the men aren't doing it or whatever. I just see an increase of females going in groups. I just saw a video where somebody went with somebody while somebody kicked in somebody's door and went into their house and attacked them.
Hmm.
Yeah. And of course, why she hitting her is all about some dude. And why she locked up, where that dude gonna be at? Licking her wounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's now don't get me wrong, and I would the violence is, and I have to be careful with my words, but there is a place for violence in modern society in terms of defending yourself, in terms of protecting yourself. You see what I'm saying? So you know, I'm not going to say and fake the funk, but like, well, no one should be fighting. But sometimes you do got to put hands and feet on somebody. You got to put them paws on somebody's drawers, if you know what I mean.
But not over,
so I get
not
it.
Over what somebody said. Or because somebody looked at you wrong, or because, you know, she thinks she cute, he thinks she tough.
Right.
Like.
Right. And what's happening is we're finding ourselves in a place where we're too overreactive, too quick to react, and also too damn sensitive.
Yeah, and not only quick to react, but quick to react irrationally, because what will make somebody decide, oh, I'm going to fight? And it's not just stabbings and shootings. It's people who fight people and go overkill. Okay, they're down. You won. Why do you have to proceed to, you know, overkill?
Mm. Well, if someone's listening in and they just asked a question, they want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
In terms of at what point is it okay for a man to be violent with a woman?
Wow. You know what's crazy? I just was having this conversation with one of my friends. Me kind of torn about the situation, given I have a son. I feel like, no, I mean, it's a difference between somebody. It depends. I mean, violence is once you put your hands on somebody. Doesn't necessarily have to be that dude, like, hooking somebody and knocking them out. But we do live in a society where this generation is like, when they know that that man is not going to hit them back, they're going to continue to hit them, overkill. They could be walking away. They're going to be hitting them up in the back of their head with stuff, everything. So I am going to teach my son that he has to defend himself in a point where he can try to restrain her. I don't care if he knocks her down or whatever to get away. But he's not about to go toe-to-toe and score up. No female. He got too many symptoms for that. But I just think if it's to a point where a man's life is in danger, and he's trying to remove himself from a situation where he's not being allowed to, I think he should be able to do what he has to do to get away. And when I say that, I'm not saying he needs to be Mayweather. I'm not saying knock her out. I'm not saying any of that. But at the same time, we have to stop feeling like it's okay for women to hit men and not men hit women.
Right.
Everybody needs to keep their hands to themselves. So
right.
I wouldn't say, well, since you used the word okay for a man to get violent. I think when he's trying to get away, yes, if he has to restrain her, if he has to push her down, if he got to slam her, but I'm not saying slam on her neck. When I'm saying if he has to do whatever he has to do within reason to get away, then get away. Because I'm not going to ever teach my son to stand and just let somebody pound on you. You know, I'm not going to. And I'm going to teach him not to hit women. That's not your first result. I'm not going to have him out on the street squaring up with no woman. But he need to be able to make sure he's safe and he can get away. Because you got girls that be grabbing sticks. I watched it. I seen it firsthand. I had to intervene. Because they were swinging on him. He was not, him and his brothers was not trying to fight these girls. They still swinging. Now they trying to grab rocks and throwing rocks and sticks. And it's hitting them, but they not doing anything. So me and my siblings had to intervene. Like, okay, hold up. Because now y'all see they not doing anything to y'all. They try not to respond. They try not to fight y'all. But now y'all going overboard. And we're not going to get that all the time. You're going to have people that's going to pull out their phone and record it and be like, oh, these girls wilding. They're about that life. Well, no, they're stupid. Because what if those boys would have decided to swing back? Because, okay, hitting is one thing. But now you're grabbing sticks and rocks and bricks. So what if one of them would have hit one of them boys the wrong way and killed them? Or what if one of them would have took y'all head off because now they're getting tired of y'all? And then what everybody would have been saying? Nobody tried to stop it until we came to intervene. So what would have been? Oh, they ain't right. They done knocked that girl out.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is happening too often. You know, things went too far. But to this person's question, I can't tell if this is a man or a woman, but I don't think it's ever okay for a man to hit a woman. Now, like the queen said, if this in your life is at risk, if she pulls a little 22 out of her purse, ladies, forgive me, but I'm going to fly that head like a kite. So I'm telling you right now, I ain't trying to get shot. I have no interest in getting a hole in my ass. I already got one. So Yeah, you might
kick. Right? What they might say at the funeral. Oh, he was such a gentleman. She pulled up that gun and he just said, even.
Like, yeah, I mean, I've seen too many times where women jumped out their car wielding a knife, running down on their baby father because they done found out some shit and he out in the street and he out there with his homies and she come chopping his ass up like cheesesteak. I've been seeing this since the 90s. It ain't nothing new. But what is, I mean, there's sometimes you're going to have to defend yourself. Yes, she's a woman. I'm not saying, you know, I can't tell you what to do. Because if when it comes to, okay, this person can kill me, you got to do what you got to do. but, you know, but like the queen said, if she's just smacking on you, you're a man. Come on, bro. Just grab her wrist and say, oh, chill. I like to put them in a bear hug when they get crazy. You know, and lift them off their feet. Like, I ain't putting you down until you calm the hell down. You know, but then you got the ones that are super cuckoo and they start headbutting you and shit and biting your face off and all that. So, nah. I've lived a long life. I've lived a very strange life.
You got females, what's his name? Oso Cinco?
But no, I mean it's a rarity because I don't play that hitting shit. I don't believe in domestic violence. I recognize it to be a plague in any community. I take it extra personal in the Black community. Any man is out there being violent to a woman or a child should be put to death on sight. That is my personal view. It's not my opinion. I really feel that. If you are out here beating up on your women and beating up on children in an abusive manner, you should be put down like a dog. So, I don't condone it, and it is very, very common in our community, and we need to, the brothers need to step up when they see it. Don't just sit there and whip your phone out. Because guess what? You should be put down too, because you're an accessory to that shit. Because you're a coward. Any man that sits back and watch another man knock a woman out, kick her while she's down and all that. The same thing that happened to her should happen to everybody involved. Line them up, knock them out, stomp them all out. Because you're cowards. What happened to the good old-fashioned rule of protecting our women and children? I don't know what happened. I don't know where the sissy-ass culture come from. I don't know where these, you know, weak-back, bending-knee-ass dudes come from. But instead of hitting her, why don't you wear her tampons, you sissies? What kind of man would record a woman getting beat by a dude? And then there's always that one dickhead hyping it up. So, you know, these little pockets in our culture of goofiness, they got to stop. We've allowed them to carry on for too long. Because remember, that's somebody's sister, somebody's mom, somebody's whatever, somebody's fiance, somebody's girl. And those videos don't disappear. They're out there on the internet forever. And for all of y'all sharing it, y'all some suckers. Y'all some straight dickheads. And each and every one of you should be punched in the face. You should put, matter of fact, you should wake your ass up tomorrow morning before work and punch yourself in the face for being stupid enough for sharing something like that and thinking it's okay. We got to get rid of this Black ignorance or we're never going to grow. And I'm sorry, y'all, but this generation is way, it's like they all were born with short fuses. They're so quick to fight. They're angry about every goddamn, and they did shit. And they're angry as hell. So, you know, we have to figure out how are we going to change that, because I'm a firm believer in the idea that this is a mental thing. And you know me, Queen, if a behavior is fucked up, it's because of somebody's lacking knowledge of self.
Exactly.
Because when you have knowledge of self, you know how to conduct yourself. You understand yourself. You know how to carry yourself. You stand in your square. I'm not saying there ain't going to be days where somebody going, you know, put you in a position where you have to tune the asses up, because I'm guilty as charged. But the difference is, I view that through the lens of justice, which is the reward or penalty for one's actions. It ain't just because they said something bad about me on Facebook or on the gram. I ain't got time for that. Mm-hmm. You know, these fights.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, because these one-on-ones turn to jumping. And you know what happens next. Now the next time around, the boy who got jumped, he going to come through, or the woman who got jumped, they going to come through, and they're going to jump somebody else in retaliation. And now, when that happens, somebody's going to pull out a gun. And it's you know what's coming. When I see people fighting, I keep it pushing, because I already know what time it is. Because when I was in my teens, if we rumble, we find a nice little quiet alleyway or a nice little patch of grass or behind some abandoned building or something. We knuckle that shit off. We shook hands and act like it ain't happened. Or if we ain't really feel each other, you just go your way, I go. Or we just going to smash off next time I see you. But it wasn't this continuous idea of, I got to kill him. You know? So, it's, you know, someone just asked, do we feel like it starts in the home because we don't have that big mama figure or too many fatherless homes?
We can say partially, but we can't blame it 100% on that. Because, and the reason why I say that is because every household that doesn't have a father, it's not like the kids are just screwed up because it's not a father there, you know? Like, they don't have no sense, and they're just doing whatever. And just like, mm-hmm. I mean, now if they got a mother, if there's no father in the household, no grandma that's got any type of guidance, and the mother, and I use that term very loosely, is just out here just doing whatever, then that child is going to be doing whatever. But some of the times, a lot of people act the way they act just because, like at the beginning of the show, you got the parents acting like that. Like, my children know it's going to be a problem. If you go to school and you have a fight, or you're out in these streets fighting, and there's no valid reason for you to be fighting, then me and them is going to have a problem. Because when kids mm-hmm. do something wrong and there's no consequences to it, that's letting them know it's okay, because consequences is for things that's done wrong. So if that person that child is not being punished for anything, then that person feels like it's okay, because threats only gonna go up so far. Oh, you get suspended again, just you won't get it, and then the person gets suspended, and then they're on a mini vacation because there's no real punishment while they're at home. Because you ain't even home.
Right.
So they're going to do it again, again, and again. So, like I said, I can, in some cases, I would say yes. But I wouldn't say all cases, because just like studying sociology and psychology and physiology and stuff like that, is different circumstances, different people's different lifestyles. You know, is how people react to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can have two people, you know, two households that both is low income, both only have a mother in it, but the reason to why it's only one mother, and it may be different. It may cause them to react to the same situation differently.
I can agree with that. I think, you know, the lack of one or other parenting, anything involving parenting is a part of this symptom, which could lead to the craziness, but it's not the the whole picture. You know what I mean? It could be a number of things. It could be, you know, sometimes these kids be wired up. I've seen some studies where it's the damn food. You know, if you feed your kid nothing but junk food all day, you're going to get a crazy ass kid. This is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're hyped up on sugar most of the day. They're hanging out with other kids who haven't been taught home training like yours was, and you know, kids become followers.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're picking up bad habits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to deal with habits. You got to deal with the fact that there isn't a father at home, or there is, and there's no mother at home, or you got both, and the kids still come out fucked up. So, I mean, it happens, you know, but it plays a part. And I will say this, because of the single parent concept, it does increase it increases the risk for a child. Because not having both parents does something to a kid. And, you know, it's the best you can do. You can be the best mom or the best dad doing the work of two. But that is you putting forth the effort, the skill, the knowledge, the teachings, all that stuff. You're putting that into that kid. But that kid has to carry that with them outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Some do. Some throw it out the window. Some throw it in the trash when they get to the bottom step. And they adopt the lessons and shit of the streets. So, you know, it's hard to say, but I agree. It does play a definite part. I even say, I ain't gonna lie, I think it plays a big part, but it's not the whole thing. Could you think of, from your perspective, what are some of the things we can do in our community to help?
Well, first of all, people need to learn how to communicate. They have to be able to communicate and not just being able to express themselves, but also able to listen to others and understand that everybody's not going to think the same or feel the same about everything. You know, that's the first thing. The second thing is they need to be able to learn how to deal with and handle situations in other ways other than just violence. So, okay, you mad, you want to be violent. But if someone was mad at you, you wouldn't want them to be violent towards you. Some people don't know how to, and, you know, I'm a big fan of mental health now. Certain people don't know how to sort out their feelings, their emotions, and how to react to certain things. Just think about it. If you have someone that's all they hear, if you have a young man that all he hear is, oh, stop acting like a little girl. Don't be sensitive. Ain't no crying. Man up, man up. And now they got all these emotions that's inside, and they can't even let it out and cry, because if they express themselves about how they feel, they're going to be labeled as whiny, acting like a girl. If they cry, forget about it. So now they got it all built up. So, yeah, now they go outside, they're violent. So, okay, so if I can't express myself and I can't cry because it's not quote-unquote manly, then, okay, I guess I got to run around and be violent and beat everybody up because that's quote-unquote manly. So now they go on their whole life not knowing how to deal with certain things and approach certain things and react to certain things. So now you got a little boy. You went from a little boy that's holding the stuff in to a young man that's holding even more stuff in, because now you got even more. If you just even more problems you had as a child. So now you want to have that damaged man come into some woman's life. And it's all downhill from there. So you got this violent, destructive, dysfunctional relationship on both parts, because she's allowing it, because she's still saying it, because she loves him. Now they bringing kids into it, and that's what the kids are saying, and then it's a cycle and a cycle and a cycle. And it's going to constantly repeat itself. Why? Because they're going by what they see in the household.
Mm-hmm.
They know it ain't right. They know they don't like how I feel. It's like he ain't like how I feel when his mother was getting her butt whooped, but then he turned around and do it to a female.
Yep.
That's the one thing I could never understand. You know how something made you feel when you experienced it or when you seen it. So you're going to put that same pain on someone that you're supposed to love.
Well, there is a scientific, I can't remember the statistics. I actually took this class last year, actually, covering this particular topic. But majority of men who have been abusive to women, they either experienced it or they witnessed it as a younger person. They can't fit, you know, there's no rationale that I can recall as to why you watched your mama get her head bashed in and you chose to bash in, you know, you watched your mama go through it at 10. So here you are 35 doing it to somebody else's mom. But that is the pattern. A kid who watched it or been a victim of it is doomed to repeat it. And, it's not all, but there's a high margin there. And that scares me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why, you know, that the whole idea of watch what you do in front of your kids is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And in this world of, ooh, look at me, ooh, you know, let me show you what I can do, you know, it's that whole concept has been thrown out the window because everyone is so hungry for attention that they have to whip a phone out for every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even when they're beating their kid, they're recording it now. You know,
yeah,
so it's like,
what kind of emotional damage you're doing when you want, like, when you want to put your child on display for the world to laugh at on social media forever.
Right. Well, you know, I need to make this statement. shout out to Kat who's listening and say stop. She says stop letting my girlfriend off the hook. So let me say this, and before I, you know, I'm not going to throw the love of my life social media under the bus, but I will say this: the mishandling of social media and me knowing what it takes to make social media as good as it is, it requires a level of addictive behaviors, compulsive behaviors. Okay? The same people, the same shrinks in psychologists and psychiatrists and all the people who looked at gambling and other stuff from a sociological and psychological viewpoint, these same people were used to develop Facebook. Facebook bring them in 4 or 5 times a year. They do the same thing for Instagram. If you don't believe me, go you know, hit the little 3 lines on the side. There's a counter now on your Instagram that's been there for about 6 months to a year. Of how much time on average are you spending on Instagram? The whole idea of social media is to stay on it as long as possible. That's how they make their money, right? So they need a constant flux of ignorant-ass shit. They need a bunch of fights. They need a bunch of girls twerking and shaking their asses, which I have no problem with. But the fights and the arguments and the, all that crazy stuff, all the stuff that we would normally get from watching a movie or watching YouTube or whatever, we get that need from somewhere else. But it's on social media now. Sometimes social media better than TV. If you're into that kind of thing, right? So when you are supposed to be doing better and you're supposed to be showing your kids that you're doing better and you're caught up in social media, what kind of teacher are you going to really be? Think about it. If you're out there beating, and the funny part is when I watch these videos of these chicks fighting, and then I look at these videos of these dudes with guns. They're the same dickheads, you know, putting money to the ear. Them dickheads. They got kids. They got kids who are watching and imitating. So when you start planting those seeds of stupidity and black ignorance, what you think you're going to turn out with? It's like, if you post something positive, nobody cares. I don't even post positive shit anymore on my social media. I give up. I go to groups or I'll every now and then I'm in a mood. I need to get something off my mind. I'll post something. But aside from that, people are so quick to jump on the negative instead of the pot. Let me make a post saying I'm about to put my foot up somebody's ass. Oh, I'm going to get a whole bunch of comments, a whole bunch of likes. But let me go support the sister on her new business that just opened up down the street. Nobody gives a shit. Right?
Exactly. We don't.
That's due to the mishandling of social media. So when you have all of that going on, and then you're dealing with a person who hasn't been taught good home training, who hasn't been taught proper manners, who hasn't been given the proper etiquette on how to move and deal with the elderly and deal with your neighbors and that kind of stuff, you're going to get a clusterfuck. So this person is going to be literally an asshole in real life and on social media. So we need to figure out some things we can do to head that off at the pass. For the young people, we definitely need more social programs. We shouldn't be closing down libraries at any point of the year, especially here in Philly with this, you know, libraries closing. No, libraries should be open. Recreational centers should be open. We need more of them. Bring back the summer jobs. Give these kids some shit to look forward to.
But let me pick you back off of that for a second. And when they bring them back and when they have them, utilize them.
Right.
Because some of the parents don't want to get up in the summertime and they don't even want to take them to school during the school year. So in the summertime, they're not trying to take them to these programs where they can get their breakfast, their lunch, their activities, you know, a little bit of education. Libraries. My family, we've been since I was in kindergarten, and it moved on to our children. Summer reading program every year, and not just go on the program just to go. We go to win, to read the most books. I enrolled my kids in it, and my aunt. She took us when we were younger, when my mom worked. So she'd take our kids if we're not able to take them. So you got to have, it takes a village. You got to have a team of people helping, making these things happen. Because especially when you're a single parent and it's all on you and you got to work and you're trying to balance, you need somebody
right.
to So that it's a team thing. People need to stop being so sensitive, talking about they don't want nobody to check their kids or say nothing to their kids, and then wonder why when something's going on, don't nobody intervene, because they know your little ghetto butt gonna come trying to fight them and argue with them. You and your little deadbeat baby daddy, little thug baby daddy. So they just gonna let around and run around all in the streets all crazy. And it is no fault to the child, it's the parent. So, like, it's different situations.
Right.
I remember I used to take, if I'm outside and it's kids, when I used to live in Newark, it's kids running around outside, come on. Y'all can come on the porch, we're going to talk, I'm going to teach y'all some things. I want y'all to learn a little bit. We're going to do some activities. Because your mothers, your parents just got y'all running up and down the streets. With no supervision, running back and forth in the street and everything. And I didn't want to sit around and see that. Because then next thing you know, somebody's going to be on the news for a child being hit or something.
Yeah.
So, you got to be proactive.
Exactly. You know, you have to be proactive, you know, with a strategy. There is no magic wand. You know, we only have a few minutes left, but there's no magic wand to fix our broken communities. You know, there's no, ooh, let me do this and everything will get better. No, it's going to take, like the Queen said, a village. It's going to take a lot more people being positive than it is the ones who are currently negative. And that's a lopsided number.
Nothing about it.
Exactly. If you ain't out here, you know, putting positive energy into these kids, you know, just got to take some cats. He's like, don't forget your rink. Listen, let me say this to y'all, and I don't give a flying hell who I offend, and I'm trying to back. If y'all gonna run around still in 2019, calling yourselves niggas and bitches, your stupid ass is going to produce stupid seeds. If you're still running around calling yourself a savage, your stupid ass is going to produce stupid ass seeds. The same, you are who you say you are. Because when a slave master called you a nigga, you didn't like it. Now you calling yourself a nigga. When a slave master called you a savage, you didn't like it. Now you calling yourself a savage. This shit is marketed now. I see it on NFL commercials. I see it on sneaker commercials. It's a goddamn a GIF on Instagram now. Savage. I caught my son using that on Instagram, and guess where he ended up? Hanging upside down by his ankles. Because I don't raise niggas. I raise kings. And if y'all still want to keep playing these games, don't complain about the streets. Don't complain about the guns, the shooting, all that when you still running around calling yourselves something that you ain't. Unless that's who you are. Because if you are a nigga, then okay, be the nigga who you are. Just stay the fuck away from me. Because when the revolution comes, y'all the ones I'm using as shields. So with that being said, Queen, we got like a minute. I'm sorry, but I had to get that off my chest.
Okie dokie. Thanks everybody for tuning in. It's the Queen Vibes Reality Talk. Remember, we are here new time, Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Time go by fast, though. Make sure you're following us on our social media. Like I said, if y'all have questions, send them in. You need advice, send that in. If you want to be anonymous, let us know. We will be pulling soon, within the next week or two, certain questions to be on the YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Any last words, Hakim?
Yeah, make sure you tune in Thursday. We're talking about sex, life, and relationships in the age of social media. It ought to be fun. thanks for everybody listening. This is a big conversation. This is the introduction to our a series of State of Black America, and we wanted to touch violence. We just touched it because there's a whole lot we didn't cover, but stay tuned.
Yes, but we will definitely get to it. And so next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.